Thursday the 13th of November, Tesvav Mal Cheshvan, Rabbi Eliezer Leva Schneebald, Dine Mominus.
Good morning, my dear friends. It's a cool for me to speak over here. Sorry for being late. Every time there's something else that shows the chashivas of this learning, something else disturbs and comes. This time was a dustbin track. I'll start off, I wanted to say psiche on the Dvar Aluch, I want to say, but I'll start off, I wouldn't say this psiche because my time has been shortened already, so I'll just say a little Medrash Shoychetov, which Rashi and Tehillim brings it, Chofetz Chaim brings it in Sefer Sfas Tumim, it's a Medrash Rabbah Bereshis Rabbah, it's a Davakein of Balatoysfus in Bereshis Rabbah, because our subject is in a moment, if I give this as a shortened psiche. On the Pusik in Tehillim, Vuhuru Umal Vayula Tshuka, brings the Medrash Shoychetov Azoi. When all the chayas came to the teva, bu gam sheke le teva. Sheke also want to come to the teva. Omele noyech, at a tzur ben zug, you need a partner. Chuzah sheke lachoyov, he went back. Viyutzu le lachapish ben zug, he went to search his partner. Where you can't come in, only ish ve ishtoy. B'derech puge bepachse. In Yiddish it's called the shlemazel. He found the shlemazel. Aber der Pachse asked him the Shlemazel, Menayin Atusa, from where do you come? Aber der Menoyach. Says the Sheikah to the Shlemazel, would you like to be my partner? I was a Noyach, he didn't want to let me in without a partner. Would you like me to be my partner? Asked the Shlemazel, Pachse, the one that's Mafches, Mamoinim, Shal Yisrael. Asked the Shlemazel, asked the Sheikah for Shlemazel, would you like to be my partner? So he said, what will you pay me for this one? So he said, you know what? Whatever I will earn, you'll take care of. They made Heskim, they went into the Teva. Bekach Havan Amasa, says the Medrash, that there's no profit in Sheker. Whatever the Sheker earns, the Shlemazel takes away. I wanted to speak today about two halachas, Hilchas Geneva and Hilchas Gezel. Hilchas Geneva and Hilchas Gezel. Shanda says Adibris Loisignov. Loisignov does not speak of Geneva's mumen. Loisignov learns the Chazal speaks about Geneva's nefashos. Geneva's nefashos. There's another pusik Loisignov in Parshas Kedoshim. There the Chazal say this speaks about Geneva's mumen. Shechnuach semen shimem chesn chosh mishpit usa lignov afile kolshihi. You must not gamve even a kolshihi. Because even though the shir is only a shiva prita, but even a kolshi poches me prita, because chutz a shir usa men atayre. Number two, even poches me shir is also gezel, but it is meichel, therefore you don't have to pay back, but it's also gezel by it. Issa geneva is even if it's done bederich joke. Somebody was in the middle of writing with his pen, and he went away, and he said, take away his pen, just to have a good laugh at him. There's Issa Gezel Bem also. Besides, and who is the womb, giving pain for someone. If the emissary is, the Mechaba says that there's not really Issa Geneva. It's because, if it's not Geneva, you're giving back, so L'choyer, there's no Geneva, L'choyer, as the Mechaba. But a Shloyar Gil Atzmoy Bekach, he shouldn't get used with nicking other people's items. Zugen the poskim over there that even though he says it's machmer shleyagel atzma v'kach shouldn't be used in it is machmer lechoyer to issa the rabuna lechoyer yalad it's only the rabuna and shleyagel atzma v'kach so to know it's usa men atoyer even I'm enough to make it to take and give back is also usa men atoyer the mechab is only dure shtam de kru says the tam what's the issa lechoyer he gives back shtam de kru shleyagel atzma v'kach. The chiyuv, anyone that steals a shuvah prita is over the lav lo signovin has to pay back whether it's mumen yisrael or mumen goyin, whether it's a gudel, whether it's a kuten, but there was no malchus on it because it's lav hanitik la'asei of pardon of it's a nitten la'shuvah, so that it's a lav hanitik la'asei. In Geneva and Gezele, under the banner of Geneva and Gezele, is Nichlal, all Dina Mominus, whether Derech Mekech HaMimke, Derech Mekech HaMimke, Shale, Schiris, Abore, the Mahayat, something. Any way, any style that I'm Mechase, Mumen Chaveiroi, I make my friend's money less than it was before. Ma'ayve is a gezel. In the Gemara and Eizen Eishach is mashma that ribbis is also nichlel under gezel. The Gemara learns that from a pussy, so Gemara daughters is mashma is also is a gezel. The Gemara zog the Masechta is Baba Basra, Rav ben Yehudam a nichshu with gezel. Zog the Rasha, touch Rav ben Yehudam nichshu with gezel. Have you ever robbed someone in daylight? Gezel means robbing someone in daylight. Zog the Shemoyrim, zog the Rasha, Shemoyrim lahate b'masa v'matan, the matter in business, la'akiv ishrei v'charu l'chaveiru. People are matter themselves to be ma'akev, the raver that belongs to someone else, and that's called gezel. The Chazon Eish Sefer Menei Betochen writes that the gedurim of gezel are not paskened al yedei daat b'nei udom. The gedurim of gezel and geneve is paskened al pi chikei ha-toyre. Whatever is against the din, against the aloche, is gezel, even though with your seichel you have cheshboines, whatever. I give you a mushel in business. Emotional business. You go to a fruit shop, Lemushel, and you see that fruit, and you buy a kilo of tomatoes. So you ask the soicher, that fresh? What does it say? Is it from today? Today I bought it in the market. He actually bought it 2 days ago. It's exactly like today. It's fresh, mamish fresh, knackadik, juicy, amachaya. But it's not of today. You lied. That's called gezel already. Even though, since you cannot come in, it's fresh, but MS, that's 2 days ago, bought it in the market. But you ask them, is it today? It's the vad, is it? Today's choyre, because that's Issa Gezel. The Chofetz Chaim and Sfastum, he's got a safe Sfastum on Hilchas Gezel. Chofetz Chaim and Sfastum brings that someone borrows a keli from his chavar Shloime Da'atoi, or he doesn't pay, he rented something, he hired something, doesn't pay right away, is also Issa Gezel, and he says he's not paying Oishik Schaasuch, not paying the wage of a person, so the Chofetz Chaim got is also Nichlel and Gezel. Going of Amnas Lemeket, which is gambling in order to give pain for someone, it talks in the Achroinim, there's a sefer called Imre Yaak, it speaks about Gezel, he has a talk there, that in the yeshiva there's a bocher always leaves his tefillin hefker. So they decided, the bochum, you know what, we'll take his tefillin, we'll hide it for a few days. He'll learn in a hard way how he has to take care of tefillin. So he says it's also usa. Even if you want to learn someone a lesson, it's also usa. So unless the Imre Yaakov, if you know that one day the tefillin will be lost, not only because it's hefker in the yeshiva, it's not decent not to put away tefillin, that's why you pinch it, then it's gezel. But if you know it's going to be lost, and the only way to save his money from losing his tefillin from being lost, that's the only time you're allowed to take it away. Now, we're speaking to Gedolim, but one day we all have been tannim. Ekuten the Tzimishim and Pesach, Shemishpit Kuten Shagunas, Ekuten that has stolen, is machzirim keren lebanim. It's going to be machzir keren lebanim. If the item is still alive, you stole a parking pen from someone when you're a child, you machiv to give back for the balim. And if it's not be'en, or you stole money, came to me already a few times, young people, and they said when they were youngsters, they stole money from sticker boxes, they needed to buy a lollipop, and the parents didn't give them. So they stole money from sticker boxes. Is if the money is not there, a P dry law, will take a minute, he's not mechiv to give back, but in Shechnuach, and seeing the Shemeshi, in Hilchas Shabbos, Zug the remove that the kuten that made an avera bekapnisoi, even though he doesn't have to do tshiva when he pidrai law, doesn't have to do tshiva when it's a gudel, but the ketchile he should take upon himself something for tshiva and kapura. This is the remove and simon shim and gimel el chashabas. The achroinim write there that meikir adin, aber lifnei mashias adin, you have to pay if he did damage. Lifnei mashias adin, you have to pay if he did damage. The mogen avrum there in el chashabas bring the sefer chassidim that you have to pay even though you're not mechiv, but you should pay it. In going back to Chosh Mishpat, Nashim Emtes, he says that it's really forbidden to hit a kuten that has a nature to pinch. It would be correct for Bezen to hit him in a style that he would accept, to teach him not to pinch. The Bach and Simashim and Gimel says that a kuten that gamvet or was mazik, even ikradin, he's puter to pay when he becomes a gudel. There's no oynish. Eila, let me quote his words. Eila shani koira ulav, a posik, gam beloy das nefesh loy toiv. So ta api shakutin shova veira beloy das, gam beloy das, but your nefesh loy toiv. By doing this, you draw upon yourself, you pull down upon yourself a nefesh loy toiv. From the tzadat himmer, you draw down something. Therefore, when he becomes a gudel, he should pay back to get rid of this nefesh loy toiv that you draw back on us. I took out of this Bach, not knowing in a gay akut, in a gay good loser, that means that somebody with Nahana from Gezel, he brings upon himself a Riach HaTemel, which he calls Nefesh Loi Toiv. In order to get rid of this Nefesh Loi Toiv, the Dakis of Gezel, I'll say in two little ways, like it's a gneiva, it's a gzeila, whatever. I heard a shvach on a yid that was working 30 years ago, was working in New York in an office of a yeshiva. He was a bookkeeping officer of yeshiva. Whenever he had to make a telephone call, he used to go out in the street and go to public phone and stop using the telephone in the yeshiva. I don't know why I still use the telephone in the yeshiva. Those 5 minutes most probably that you used the telephone outside, you wrote down, it didn't take money for it. But to even those, the pizza that the telephone call cost, could be then it cost more in comparison with this. But Gewalt Nitzen.
It cost more than the time you lose going out.
No, the time loser most probably he didn't mind. My time is not a problem. He didn't charge a shiva for the bat. Using your phone is a double chomer. There's a Gemur Masechta Seirim. There's a Gemur Masechta Seirim. A shocking piece of Gemur Masechta Seirim. The Gemur Masechta Seirim. Omer Abshiva Chananiye. Meyumayla Netzchani Udam Chitz Meshavet Hanoikis. Never the person won me besides a lady and a child. Tenik Mahi Fagin, what happened with the child won me? So the Pamach is in Mahalach Bederch. I was walking in the street, Vahoys Derech Averh the Sud. I was walking in a way, and there was a Derech, a path walking through Moshe's field. We used to Mahalach Bos, says Rabbi Shir Bachanani, I walked through this path. Amrli Tanoikis Achas, a little girl told me, Loy Sudahizi, is that not a field? You walk in a field? So I'm out here, look there, Kvisha, is that not a pathway, manufactured pathway? I'm going to let them come out, Kvisha, Ganovim, like you have made this pathway. He said, and the girl won me, she told me, I'm a Ganov, like all the others, they've made the pathway. So see, a pathway that's already established, it's already trodden through, he didn't do any damage. She called him, let them come out. It's a gazela. Is another pusik in the Torah, also in Pasch Kedoshim, Leisate Kesra'acha V'leisigza. This is also for the Kolshi Gezele. The Mechaba Zut Nishin in Tef, in Chesh Mishpet, that if it's something that the Olim is not makpid as mitter, the Mushel, to take from a fence a little splinter to that's the Mushel that the Shechnur gives to use as a toothpick, you're allowed, because it wouldn't do any damage. But Yishalmi asks this also. Remember the Sachasidus, he asks it, because if everyone will do this, the whole day they'll start picking splinters for toothpicks, there'll be left no sense and no toothpicks anymore. But I bring that, that's only by Yid, it's only by Yid sense. This Midas Sachasidus, not to take one toothpick, is only by Yid sense, but goes first, the Midas Sachasidus, not shy. Pardon? But this way, there's no makpid, we're taking off a splinter from a fence. It's our Midas Chassidus not to do it. There's no Midas Chassidus legabe to go. That's the word. The Chazanish writes in Hilchas Demai, writes the Chazanish, that this talks only if the Balabus is not makpid and is not afraid, Shemi Yikches Hakos, because you can take a few years splinter to. But the Pesach Shiva brings the Anoide Bihi, the Pesach Shiva there on Cheshmish brings the Anoide Bihi that Lechem it isn't. If you took this way, somebody had a big bush of Hadassim, a big bush of Arovas, and you took only one Arovas, which it's mitter, only Api Midas Chassid is not allowed, so to Lechem you're not yoitz. In other words, there is a little gezel in it. The Mechaber then Siv Gimel says, Kol HaGoyz Les Chaveira Efe Leshu V'Priyita Ki Lenoit Les Nafshoi. Ki Lenoit Les Nafshoi. Pardon? Kilo noite prite kilo noite es nafshoy. Dumm tate maschmen. Ich wie gesagt, was so want someone that was counting money fell on the floor. Somebody screamed, "Ja, scheifach dumm mis." Yeah, then very simply, you all know, just repeated, the chilek between a gazlan, ganav and a gazlan. A ganav does his job quietly when nobody sees, the gazlan does it publicly. And the Torah penalizes the ganav with kefil and nabur v'chamish in some cases, because he gives more cover for the bus of Adam than the Rebbein Shlom. Not afraid of the bus of Adam, is not afraid of the Rebbein Shlom, afraid of the Rebbein Shlom. Medina Torah, there is kefil, and there's Abu V'chamisha. Start Abu Nur Chashur, but today it isn't, because we're not Dun and Dini Knusas today. So it's Abu Nur Chashur, and some Mishim Em Ches, that is enough Kimina, the Gabba Zeh, there's enough Kimina, the Gabba Zmana Zeh also. The Nafkimina is Azoy. That means the Nafkim between Gezel, where there's no Kefil, and Geneva. Because, Enuchanam, we don't pass in Dini Knusas, but if the Nigzal, if the Nignaf took away from me Kefil, then he's got it, and Bezin is also not bekoich to take it back from him. So that's an afkamen between Genev and Gezel, even Bezman Azeh, because even though we won't be moitzi from the Ganav Kefil, but if the Nignav stole back from him Kefil, ain't moitzi him from the Nignav the Kefil that he took. In Sefer Chassidim Shteit, that if a person wants to be Yotzi Dei Shemaim, he has to give back even the money that the Nignav or the Nigzal could have earned. Ki'ilu the ribbis, what he could have earned with his money, is also mechiv to give back. What's the phrase for?
It's like
Kroma. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Imbul etzeis v'dei shemaim. Elushin that the pot can break. And the chedu says azoi. In Brisoil, we see the chedu azoi. That I'm going to give him back what he could have earned. I know his business, he earns about 30% over his money. I'm going to give him back this, plus the 30%. So to earn the 30% of Tadak Daft Abed Nzeh Shvei, he had to work very hard. So let me deduct this work that he worked hard. Zu the Chadu, you should not even deduct this. In other Rabbi, Yosef Mishaloi Neged Atanuk Shes Ameg Memomen Sha'ena Shaloi. He should be Moisef from his own money, Keneged Atanuk, he enjoyed having somebody else's money. Ve'ikami kabel alatz metanes v'azeh neymeh z'doynos na'as alay kezuchiyos. Then he can say z'doynos na'as alay kezuchiyos, and that's called Shiva Shalema. The Chofetz Chaim Esfas Tumim says that somebody gamets from his chava not only the money that he took. Yes, we're going to use the story before of the Sheikh and the Shlomazel. Not only the money that he took he will lose, but the avle, the chelke hatzah that is chava had, this he will also have to pay for the chelke hatzah. But it brings there from the Sefer Chassidim, brings the Chofetz Chaim, don't tell it to anyone, only for someone who is mischared belef shulim. That's not about Shiva, don't tell him this, because shaloi lino daylet b'fnei balet Shiva, not to close the door for Baal Shiva. For Baal Shiva, they want to become Baal Shiva, you have to tell him the minimum, don't inflate it on him. In Semeshim Samach Vuf in Shechnur Chosh Mishpat Shtait, that Guzal Ve'en Yedei Memi, it's a Gemurah Beitzim, Guzal Ve'en Yedei Memi, he stole, but he doesn't know from whom he stole, Yas Tzorcha Rabim, she do Tzorcha Rabim. Thanks. Mashiach Zuchan Vuch left in a Savur that in every Bismadrish in this town city where he lived, there should be Menada V'Shas and Shechnur Chotevis Shmuse, in case they use their facilities of too much more than this, so he was Goizel Rabim, he wants to give, or Bechlau could be, he was Goizel sometimes in the Jewish lifetime from someone, Yas Tzorcha Rabim, this he knows. In Tel Mishtait, Miyala Bahar Hashem, Miyukim Bekoim Kotshoi. Who knows the extension of the Pusik? Niki Kapai, Eins hat rein in der Hand. He hasn't got Gezel in his hand. What next Pusik? Yisra Bruchu Meis Hashem. Those have got clean hands. Azoich the Bruchu Meis Hashem. Hashem is a Gzeil, it's a better story. It's a look in Chosh Mishpat Azoi. If Guz Leechot Ve'en Yedeim Hechzer Meloi, I've stolen from him. I remember I've stolen from him, I managed to put a five in my pocket from his, but I don't remember whether I gave it back or not. You have to give back, because you have to cover yourself. Even two people demand of you that you've stolen, and you remember one you don't know who, you also have to give back for every one of them. There is a medrash in Shemois, a fascinating medrash in Shemois. So the medrash is there's a pusik in here, vitfelusi zaku. My prayer is pure. Say the Medrash dort, v'chi yesh tefillah achire is there a disgusting tefillah? Tefillah zak yachir means a cloudy tefillah. Is there a cloudy tefillah? And for the medrash hazoi, eli kol mi sheyodav melechleches begezel he koyre la kedush baruch hu ve'eina oisa. The tefillusi zake means my hands are clean of gezel. Somebody whose hands have got gezel in it, he koyre la kedush baruch hu ve'eina mekabel oisa. Let's for a minute a bit amplify this medrash. There is a party somewhere. They're partying somewhere, and you have that the melech is there by the party, and he brought a few bottles of wine for the party. While he saw in the wine that the one bottle of wine spilt, fermenting, and the sediments got mixed, and they served the wine in crystal glasses. Will you serve for the king, or will the king Shema allow to serve this sedimented wine in a crystal glass? The chashmut gevah for the king, you bring pure wine. This is attached to Lucy Zake. Tefillah that you've got gezel in your hand and tefillah akir, it's all mixed with gezel. There's a shocking sefer Hasidim brought down that guzal sefrei tefillos. That means a siddur. What we call siddur today is sefer Hasidim zarishin, so they didn't call it siddur, then he called it sefrei tefillos. Guzal sefrei tefillos is ma'akiv the tefillah. Choytev mech'echad or choytev mechavere b'roshishun etfilah shekusa bem zachreini. He gave it a little siddur, machzah, where zachreini lechayim, this palabem. Omele zuken echad, v'boitzeya beirech niyetz Hashem. V'boitzeya, omele mekem ma'ez, what can I do to repair my davening? Zukta, go back to him, ask him permission and daven again, he said. Because your previous davening also lechu, they wasn't accepted. I wouldn't go into Anshim and Gzela, just say over a little vort of the Shlu. Shlu HaKudosh says that the Chazal, there's a Chazal Rasha brings in Parashat Chikas, Eilach kol pkide she'ein ba mavoin egel. Parashat Chikas is for Adim egel. Eilach pkide is never punished in the world she'ein ba mavoin egel. There's no aver of egel. So the Shlu, egel is Rosh HaTevis, Aroyes, Gezel, Rosh HaHara. Every aver that a person has got, every punishment a person has got, will have a bit of Avodah Zura or Gezel, or Lushan Hara. I can put it, we see there that Gezel with Avodah Zura is in one parcel. In Prima Gudem, say the same as Gemur. The Gemur Zog, that Chalad Dina Shaludem al Devre Teure. When a person comes out on the 21st Shal, it'll be Devre Teure. Now the Gemur says that if the last came the Susu and the Sasu by Minna, and for Zog the Prima Gudem, it's a Mekivni and Vov, in the name of Aliyah Rabbe, that the first Shal will be if the Susu and the Sasu by Minna, because you might make a big chel Hashem for your Torah if it's not the source of an asahata b'mina. There's something, we've got another 1.5 minutes. There's something that a person we could be over quite easily. This is Shoyl Shaloi Medas. Shoyl Shaloi Medas, so the Mechabat Simashin Ches, Halakeach Hamoyra Shachavera Shaloi Medatoi, even Vekavanusoi Litten Lo Schur. He has a mind to pay him tomorrow, have a Keshoyl Shaloi Medas Vegazlan. The person to be very careful in the end of Shoyl Shaloi Medas, but that's obviously more when the person's makbid, the person not makbid, lemushal. And I'll go over to the whole, in Shechnuch, the whole subject, that you mustn't be a Shoyl Shaloi Medas, but a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to be a Shoyl Shaloi, but a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed. In Simi Yedalit, in the Chassidus of the Or Chaim, that there's an emdener that you're allowed to take your Chavas Talas, and say a bruch on it, because he wouldn't be makpid. So long the mechaber zog she long she kaplois, she folded the same folds it was before. Pardon? We'll come back. We'll come back to talus and other rabbis. Talus not and could be said yes. We'll come back to it. Meanwhile, I said over mechaber. The mugn avrom zog nishkifelach, even though you won't fold in the same way, but the. Or Chashulchan speaks about it, and I look, no, in the olden times could be people were not makpid if you use your talus. Today people might be makpid, some people have, if the fat is a talus, a clean talus, some people are makpid, always a talus is topless like a fresh shirt, and the other person might be sweating and davening, so it's not a duva pushit anymore, even a talus. Adrabba, by siddur is now much easier, because siddur by people not so much makpid, unless the person wrote there that not to use it without my permission, and for sure he wrote his makbid. But stamazoy esider is nishazoy gefeirich. Obviously, it's better not to not to use a siddur of someone else without permission. I'd have to say Hemshech Yavai.